Welcome to Trying to Like It, the podcast where two siblings, myself Rory and Aaron,
that's me,
discuss the stuff we like, the stuff we're trying to like, and the stuff we just can't like, no matter how hard we try.
Pop culture, food, sports, movies, just about anything's up for grabs. We might not agree on everything,
but you can rest assured that we're both trying to like it. Hello, everyone. That's rough. I'm going to be totally honest with you. Each week, we record that intro each week. It's not like a pre-recorded thing, which I've also thought about often. Like,
why do we record it new every week?
Yeah, I think about that when it's the exact same thing. So maybe we should just like record just the intro.
And that's it gives us a file. Help us like warm up, I think. Just start talking.
Is it though? We've never tried it, so
we've never tried it, but it seems like it would be.
Well, who knows? Anyways, that was rough. That took me a little bit of time to find my footing, my placing, my words, my syllables, my remembering everything. That took some time. So much time. It took 3 tries, which is so crazy to me because normally it's a one and done. But this time it was a 3. It was a 3-er, which is so crazy because 3s have been in my mind all day.
Like, what does 3 mean?
So little. Okay, this is called. What can I label this as? Let's say this is a segment called Rory with the Story # Jesus Time. Okay.
I thought this was going to be prophetic, like the prophetic hour or something.
Well, I mean, that's good too. What's something good that's like catchy, but also is very like spiritual?
Okay.
Spirit time? Amazing grace.
Do you want me to hum in the background?
Okay. Yeah, sure, if you want to, but don't be too loud because it might distract me. Okay, fine, whatever.
Your story.
Yeah, so we can call this, I'll come up with a title. Anyways, a couple of days ago, I was doing my Jesus quiet time, and I was reading one of my Bible plans, and it had talked about how the devil tempted Jesus 3 times. And I read it, I moved on, and then as I was reading like the scripture, It clicked again, like Jesus was tempted 3 times. Mm-hmm. And that just opened up a whole world of, oh my gosh, the number 3. Because the devil tempted Jesus 3 times. Peter denied Jesus 3 times. Jesus rose in 3 days. There were 3 people crucified on crosses. And you have the Trinity, which is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So then I was talking to Mom about it today. Shout out Mom. And she was talking about how the number 3 is very prominent in the Bible, along with the number 7 and the number 40. So I was like, oh my gosh, it's just kind of crazy. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah. Numbers are really important in ancient Hebrew culture, but also, there's like meanings attached to different numbers, but
not only that, I've always loved the number 3. Like anything that comes from the number 3, I've always been a huge, huge fan of. But then I also thought, you remember how my nickname used to be Trey?
Mm-hmm. Which is 3.
Which is 3.
Yep.
Man, it just tied all together so nicely. And I've just been like, oh my goodness, 3 is so great. But so I'm going to come up with a segment. I don't know the name of what this segment will be. Sporadical Spirit.
Rory notices things in the Bible.
Yeah, Bible time. I don't know. It's got to be a little
Bible corner.
Bible corner.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. It'll probably change. But anyways, so that was all tied to. And yeah. So, yeah. Anyways.
Nice.
We kind of talked about a little bit of stuff before because I know we've done where this has been like a Apple ecosystem podcast a couple of times. Mm-hmm. So I didn't want to make it that way, but I did want to say y'all should really hone in on the Apple trade-in. If you're able to, like, trade in for Apple products, I highly recommend, because it's so easy. It's such an easy thing to do. Like, they make it super easy. It is super easy. Usually you get pretty good deals about it, and that's...
If you have a newer Apple product, I think...
Well, so, I don't know, because I traded in a watch. It was a Series 7, and I got $100 for it.
Do you know that Shella uses a Series 3 watch, I believe?
Really?
She still uses it, yeah. The battery does not last very long. But
yeah, I could imagine that. Yeah. She should look into the SEs.
I have a former.
Sorry, guys, this turned into an Apple ecosystem.
Well, this is just kind of very brief, but he used the trade in thing, and so he was going to trade in his. He had a MacBook, and it was like so old that they wouldn't offer him any. So I think they said that they were going to give him like maybe a $50 credit or something. Oh. And then he sent it in to them. And then once they got it, they were like, sorry, this is so old. We're not going to give you anything.
Yes, they do. But that is a disclaimer. That's a disclaimer that they put, like, you have to agree to it where it says if anything doesn't match or isn't up to par the standards of Apple, then they have the right to either lower the amount or not pay you anything.
Right. Yeah. So they didn't pay him anything.
Which is kind of crazy. So I always cross my fingers and pray.
That's why I think it could work better if you have a newer product that is not in any way that looks basically brand new.
Yeah. Which
if you've used like a good case or whatever, it should be probably pretty new-ish.
Pretty scratch-free.
Yeah.
Anyways.
But the trade-in thing works pretty well then.
The trade-in thing, it's worked for me, and I've done it 3 times, I believe. I was on the TikTok today, and a fun little ad came up for this app for your watch. And it's called... I can't remember the name of it. Hold on, let me look. Because it's kind of a weird name. It's really just... It's just a weird
name. Something's going on with my mic. I don't know if you can hear that. Do I sound normal to you?
Yeah, sound great.
Oh, maybe it's with my headphones. There we go. Okay, it's with my headphones, not with my mic. My headphone jack was like starting to come loose and
cut out. So. Let me check mine too. Okay, anyways, the app is called Stress Watch. And basically it just measures your HRV levels and your stress levels.
Okay.
That's
a real thing. Hey, what's an HRV level?
I don't know, honestly. I downloaded it because it was cute pictures and all this stuff. But let me just tell you.
Oh, your HRV levels are elevated.
Dangerously high. It stresses me out more than anything.
Yeah, they created a metric that you don't even understand, and now you're just concerned that it's too high, and you don't even know what the metric is.
Well, actually, my HRV level is very, very nice. Like, it stays pretty low.
Now you're patting yourself on the back for having a good metric that you don't understand.
Yeah,
I don't know what this is, but I'm right in the zone.
Well,
I'm in the target zone right now.
Anyways, but what's funny is there is a significant thing. It's called heart rate variability.
Oh, variability.
Yep, that's
like
what
I
meant.
It means how quickly your heart is beating.
Yeah.
It's like at a steady rhythm or whether it's speeding up or whatever.
Yep. So today I was keeping that thing low.
So if you're driving in stressful, like in heavy traffic, you probably have a higher.
It's gonna jack it up.
HRV or whatever.
Yep. It's gonna jack it up. I was fine. I was chill all day today. I was like, oh, zipping, grooving, and then I was waiting for a package to get here, a very specific package.
Oh, there goes the HRV.
And it
skyrocket.
It did. It went up there. And that stressed me out to no end. And I was like, man, I'm now more stressed knowing that my watch is telling me I'm stressed and telling me that I need to do things that are not stressful.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, what's that? And it said, drink water and breathe. And I was like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Drink water and breathe. It literally says, if you're in a state of stress,
that reminds me,
overstrained. And so you need to make sure that you're taking care of yourself by drinking water and breathing.
That reminds me, that's funny. Do you know Jonathan Cook? Or do you, does that name
sound the name familiar? Sounds anyway. Familiar, yes.
Yeah, anyway, yeah, I have. I mean, I don't see him often anymore, but yeah, a friend from long ago. But he and I always laughed over this. We were watching some movie, and I can't remember. It was a dumb movie, but there's a scene that's been meant to be sincere, but where this kid is all sad because his dad's dead, you know, okay. And this kid's like sad, and I think the mom walks downstairs and she says, she goes, you miss your dad, don't you? And he kind of looks up and nods in acknowledgement. And she goes, she kind of looks over at him and she goes, I'm going to make you some soup. I don't know why. Like, I just saw Jonathan like a year ago after not having seen him for maybe 15 years. And, or maybe less than that, maybe 10 years or so. But anyway, I hadn't seen him for a very long time. And he's still, and we made that joke. Like, and the joke is like, soup's like a dad. Like, that's where we took it. It's like, I'm going to make you some soup. Because soup fills all the holes that were left behind by your dad's loss, by the loss of your father. Soup's like a dad.
Soup's like a dad.
But yeah, so, but that makes me think of it. Like, if you're stressed out and they're like, hey, do something like drink some water or breathe. Literally. Like, that's going to help.
I didn't understand why it was like drink water and breathe. But it also said get adequate amount of sleep. So if I'm stressed, I'm supposed to just take a nap?
I do think sometimes people who are really anxious, like, you'll hear people say like, here, drink some water. I think it's because when you're drinking, like, you have to kind of regulate your breathing a little bit more. Mm. Like, and so it forces you to kind of slow your breathing, which will lower your heart rate.
Slower.
It'll slower your heart rate. It'll lower your heart rate. So maybe that's what it's.
Yeah, I don't know, but it's kind of stressing me out. I'm not going to lie. The app, I don't know how long I'm going to have it for, because that type of stuff, when it does that, kind of.
Watch those HRV numbers. Those are.
There's a lot. Yeah. But another update. This is two
updates. Coming in fast.
Yeah. One is a food for thought, but actually a drink for thought. Because I want to know if you tried the Honeydew Mountain Dew.
I did.
What were your thoughts?
It's very delicious. Very delicious.
Do you like honeydew or do you not like cantaloupe?
I'm not a huge fan of the honeydew is like the opposite of all the other fruit flavors. I love the flavor of honeydew or melon. So like with certain ice, there's like ice cream called Melona.
Yeah.
And then I really like this drink, this Mountain Dew honeydew flavor. But, like, I'm not a huge fan of actual honeydew, which is so different because there's usually I really like the fruit, but I don't like the artificial flavor.
But with
melon, I like the artificial flavor, but not the actual fruit.
So you enjoyed it.
I liked it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's so good. But
honeydew
for me,
Mountain Dew.
I don't know if I really like honeydew.
I'm really trying to reduce my sugar intake.
Good for you.
And carbohydrate intake to control my glucose, blood glucose. And so things like sugary soft drinks, like I literally took like one drink of it and then gave it to Shella and Laser to drink. And they still haven't finished it. It's still in the refrigerator. But I did like it, and Shella really liked it. But she just doesn't drink. Like, she's, I don't know. It would be odd for her to finish an entire soft drink in one, you know, like, in one day. She'd have to, like, break it up into a few different sessions or something.
Which, by then, what's the point?
Yeah. But, no, I did like it. I thought it was good.
Okay, well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, I didn't know if you had tried it yet and all that stuff. So that was one. And then on Sunday, so I think we briefly talked about my encounter with the Rent-A-Cop at Walmart, right? Because we were looking at softball stuff.
I still argue it was just a football coach. But
okay, anyways. It doesn't matter. Rent-A-Cop, football coach. Okay.
Yeah.
And so actually, we had our first practice for softball on Sunday.
He showed up.
It was a good time. It was so much fun. I forgot how much I really enjoy. Like, it was just like, yes. You're
sports,
not
go sports.
Go my favorite sports. You weren't wrong though with the timing of a slow pitch.
Yeah.
Pitch.
Yeah. Like, that's why it's too much time to think.
It is a lot. It is a lot of time to think. And this was just a practice. So initially, whenever all this was happening, it was supposed to be Thursdays when games were supposed to be, because I have a game night on Mondays. And it ended up being Mondays. And so I was like, well, I can play the latest games, which were 9:20 games. I was like, I can do those because my game night gets over around 8:30. Well, then games ended up being 9:20 games were no more. It was 8:20 games. And like Matthias and I, he's going to have classes until about 8:20, 8:30. And then I have my game night. So
yeah,
we're going to be able to go to the practices. And then actually this on the 11th, Monday on the 11th, they have a doubleheader going. And so I'm just going to miss my game night and then go to that. But we were there. I was playing shortstop. And the ground, very dirt, very not good conditions. The ground is
very dirty.
Yeah, not great dirt conditions. Like, okay. Yeah. So a ball gets hit, third base line, and it pops up. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to have to make sure that whenever I go for this, I'm actively ready for the ball to either pop up or to stop it before it gets there.
Yeah.
And so a grounder comes at me. Perfect. I got the timing just right, all this stuff. Well, I actually think that it was Matthias who hit this ball, which is kind of so funny. But he hit another one, grounder, straight to me. And I was like, okay, I'm going to do the same thing. I go, I position myself. It bounces and hits me right on the inside of my ankle, right on like the bone. And this thing hurts like a mother. It is swollen, very, very bruised, and I can still walk on it, so I don't think anything's broken. I'm hoping not, because I'm not going to go to the doctor about it. But this thing hurts. I was...
So, I remember I was probably close to your age, the age that you are now, and I remember... it was right after I had moved back from China, and I had played in a flag football game 1 year, and, you know, had gotten kind of bruised up, but nothing serious, no serious injuries or anything. I was kind of sore and achy the next day mainly because I wasn't very active. And so, you know, playing a full game of football, was like a strain on my muscles that were sorely underused. But then the following year that game comes back around and we're supposed to play. And it was like one of those games. It's like we would play on the Super Bowl, the day of the Super Bowl. And it was like it would always be like Southland Christian Church versus, Christian Campus House, like the college, Christian, like, church ministry on campus. And so time came around for that game again, and one of the guys in the small group that I was a part of at the time, he was like, man, I'm And he was younger than me, but he was like, I'm not playing in those that anymore. And he made so much sense. He was like, he's like, my body's worth too much to like, because he was like, if I get hurt and I'm out of work for like, you know, I can't work for like a couple weeks or whatever, or, you know, like I got hospital bills, I got like, it's just like, it's not worth it. Like, you're out there playing flag football or slow pitch softball or whatever. Like, when you're 15, 20, 25, whatever, if you're doing that stuff, I mean, bad injuries can still occur, but usually you're not responsible for the medical bills.
Yeah, that's true.
But when you reach a certain age where you're like, that bill comes to you if you get hurt, and you're not getting paid anything to be out there playing sports, then at that point I'm like, yeah, I'm done. I'm not playing anymore.
That's very valid. I don't know, because what's so funny is, so I played softball and I did T-ball and I did some little league baseball. I was the only girl, go me. Just hitting dingers out there. But so I know the muscles that are used when you swing a bat.
Right.
And Matthias did not know. And so he's just swinging, like he's doing his thing. He goes up during the practice and everything. He's swinging. Well, he
what
goes
do you
up
mean by this? Like, he doesn't know how to swing? Or
no,
he doesn't know,
like, he doesn't know the muscles that are going to get targeted when you swing a bat.
Okay.
Because the next day,
he was
in so much pain.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was like, eh, for a while. I didn't feel too bad.
Yeah.
Like, I felt my biggest thing was just my ankle and everything. But I have such a high pain tolerance, which is kind of why I'm like, well, maybe I should get it checked out. Because I freaking had an ACL double meniscus patella injury that I didn't go and get taken care of. Happened in December, didn't do anything until January, and didn't have surgery until February because the pain just kind of stopped paining.
Yeah.
So I had the first initial couple of days. But it was just so funny because he's like, oh my gosh, my arms hurt, my back hurts, my side hurts. And I was like, drink some milk, it'll be fine.
I mean, especially in your situation, I would not.
But it's slow pitch. So, and he was talking about the first game and everything, and he did really, really well. He made some great plays. April got video and everything, and everybody was like, yeah, he did a really good job. But the thing is that it is slow pitch, and slow pitch for me, especially like co-ed, just slow pitch softball in general is the sport that people who, I don't want to say washed up, but it's the leisure. It's the leisure of the sports.
Like, it's like pickleball can be, right? Like, that's what they say. Pickleball is so popular because anyone can play it.
That's true.
You don't really. Like, you can play. You can have fun playing it at a level that is.
Just fun.
Not particularly, like, competitive or athletic or, or requiring
Correct.
Much athleticism.
But right? So. If you're part of me and my household, we go balls to walls 100%.
And some people like that. But if you don't want that, then you could go play slow pitch softball.
Literally.
Yeah.
Yep.
Although I would say that the slow pitch softball league I was in, it was a church league, and they took it so seriously. That's part of the reason I didn't play for very long. They were very competitive.
Yeah.
And to the point that, like, here I am just there for fun, you know, and I'm not getting out on the field because they think that I'm a detriment to, you know, like somehow that I'm going to bring this team down or something.
Wow. Sounds like their attitudes are a little shooty.
Well, yeah. And the other thing, too, is it was like, I don't know. I just was not a big fan.
Isn't that the one where Dave hit that kid in the face with the ball?
Perhaps. Yeah, that sounds vaguely familiar.
Whenever he hit he hit really far, it was like a homer.
Dave, yeah, our brother Dave, he is, he will either injure himself or someone else anytime he plays sports.
Yeah, he's honestly. Not,
he's an injury magnet. And it's not always, but the thing is, like, I guess sometimes it happens to other people. But Yeah.
Because I feel like the kid was standing behind their dad and the dad moved.
Yeah. Oh, maybe. Yeah. There. Yeah. I mean, I just can think of so many times. And part of it is probably because he's a much better athlete than I ever would am or have been.
You're a musician. It's okay.
But
he's not that.
But he, yeah, he, so, but growing up, like, we would often, we'd play basketball together, or we'd play baseball or football or whatever, and just, like, neighborhood games, you know, and, like, if someone was going to get hurt, it would be him, you know, and I think that's because he played harder than the rest of us, like,
that's
he was,
how I,
you know,
yeah.
But I, yeah, but even, like, not, non-sports play, he would be injured more often. Like when we lived in Nebraska still, we would play these like battle royale games out in the forest with our friends. And like literally we would build forts and then we'd have to defend forts. It's kind of like capture the flag a little bit. But so we'd have like, we'd invite all of our friends over, or a large group of our friends, and we'd go out into the woods and we would attack each other's forts and try to like steal things from each other. Like we divide up into teams, and he and I were never on the same team. Usually it was like brothers against brothers, because we had lots of friends that were like siblings, and we would we'd just like fight each other out in the woods. And usually it was like really like lame stuff. But we, so this is like when he was maybe 14 or 15 years old, maybe he was 16. We're still out there playing. Like when he was 16, I would have been 13. And he found this stick. Have you ever seen that meme about like men finding sticks on?
Yep.
When they,
I sure
it's
do.
So true.
Sure
it's
have.
Like every man on a walk in the woods. Hey, this is a pretty nice stick, huh?
Yep.
Yeah. So, he found this stick and he was like, this is the strongest stick ever. And then one of my friends who was on my team, Matt, his name is Matt, he had a stick that he felt like pretty good about as well. Well, Matt went to attack Dave and he brought, and so he brings the stick down, Matt's stick hits Dave's stick. Well, Dave's stick was the strongest and it broke Matt's stick. But when it broke, it sent a big chunk of Matt's stick directly flying into Dave's eye. And it like smashed. I can't remember if it smashed like a contact into his eye or something. But it was pretty awful. But that was like stuff. And then he massively sprained his ankle a couple years later playing basketball. He's had back injuries.
He dropped that one swaying ottoman thing on his toe and broke it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this is just injuries about us, Dave.
Yeah, and then just recently he sent us that video where he like fell off of, or he slipped on ice on his front porch, right?
Yeah. Yep.
And he broke a rib or two ribs or something.
It was quite a few.
Yeah, so he's living life harder than we are, or at least the harder than I am. You have injuries. I like have no major injuries. I've never, like, the worst thing I ever did is like when I threw my pocket knife directly into leg.
Yep. Yep. That's crazy.
Have I ever told that story on this podcast?
I think you
maybe
have.
I got a new pocket knife. I was really excited because it was supposed to be good for throwing.
Do you still use that?
Yeah. I still use it. But I was supposed to be a good throwing knife, and I don't know how to throw a knife, but I was like, oh, I'm going to try. So I go into the backyard. Like 2 years ago. And I throw it, and it's perfect. And I'm like, oh, nice. I got this. And then I go to throw it again. Second time I try to throw this knife, there's a little leather loop at the back of the knife. It hooks onto my pinky. Which sends the knife directly into my shin. It stabs into my shin. And I still today have a big scar where I had to basically pull a knife.
That's
out
so
of
crazy.
My shin.
There was one time, there's just injury time. There was one time I was at the park with April, Matthias, and Alex, our niece and nephews, and they were younger. They were probably 10, 9, 6, around that age. And so we were at the park, we were playing, and you know how the swing sets have like the A where you can just grab onto both sides and climb up it? You yeah. probably never did, but I no. do and did. No. And so there was one time that I was just climbing up because I wanted to get to the top of the bar and I wanted to just like climb across the bar or sit on top of it.
Yeah.
And I was climbing, and my hands were getting like slippery. And so I grabbed up on top, but I didn't see the screw that was up there.
Yeah.
And so I grabbed up, but my hand slipped and it like tore a gash in my arm. And I probably should have got stitches, but I didn't. I mean, I got a nice scar there, but I felt it was so bad. It was so bad. And that was a good injury story.
You were in like a
bicycle accident with Matthew.
Yeah, but you were in the wagon, right?
Yeah.
He was like pulling a wagon.
But that wasn't my fault. That wasn't a me. That wasn't a me doing that.
You almost got into an accident in his truck whenever you and Taylor Lucas tried to steal Dad's truck.
That also wasn't me. I was in the freaking back.
Right, but I mean, you could have been in an accident.
I could have, but maneuvered myself and got into the driver's seat so I could slam on the brake and put
this
it in park.
When you were 5.
Yeah. So you know what? I think as a 5-year-old.
That was pretty quick thinking, actually, for a 5-year-old. Yeah.
As a 5-year-old, being in the back of the bed, of the truck bed, and saying, and hearing, we're rolling.
Maybe we're not even 5.
It was probably between 4 and 5.
Four and five, yeah.
Felt the roll, saw the wind, or like Taylor jumped out, window was down. I was like, well, okay. Yeah. Climbed in, pushed on the brake. We're good. I was a hero that day.
Yeah. So we've had our share of close calls.
I feel like the we was mainly Dave and I.
Yeah.
Matt broke his leg trying to jump a curb on his mountain bike.
Is that not weird that Matt has an injury like that? I don't know. John broke his leg.
Or no, Matt broke his arm. John broke his leg playing football. That's what.
John broke his leg playing football. Yeah. I have never broken anything except for maybe a tailbone, but I didn't go to see a doctor about it because I slipped on a step. And fell on my butt, and then I think I re-injured it when I was in the Philippines, and I I remember this moment. Shella and I were gonna do this cave tour, and I'm an idiot. I wore flip flops
Go
to a cave tour. I don't know what I was thinking, but anyway, I'm wearing my flip flops, and the stairs down into this cave were stone, and of course they had grown kind of mossy, and then it was raining that day, so they were super slippery. Mm-hmm. There's a group of people, of Filipinos, who have just finished this tour, and they're standing at the opening of the cave. We're going to walk down into the cave, and on the very top step I slip, fall right on my butt. And there's a Filipino guy standing right next to me who just came out of the tour, and he goes, "I knew that would happen." I was like, "Why didn't you tell me? If you knew it was gonna happen, why didn't you say anything?" But
the only broken bone was, well, and this wasn't even broken, this was just completely demolished, was my knee. Yeah. But I've had close calls. I've had hairline fracture on my fingers. I've had a cracked collarbone, which you can't really do much for fingers and collarbones. So
yeah, didn't somebody have a collarbone issue before too? Was it John or Matt that had like a collarbone?
I think that was Matt whenever he tried to hop the curb on his mountain bike.
Oh, okay,
that's because I think it was his same his shoulder and collarbone.
Yeah,
yeah, I. I don't know. I always thought it was a banana
peel. I'm shocked I never had any big accidents in China because I, like, not only in China, but, like, all the different tours and trips and cave tours and hiking trips and stuff. Like, I was in situations often where I could have injured myself and it never happened, but which I'm thankful for.
Yeah,
but,
that's nice. Lucky you.
Yeah.
Anyways, that was story, like, just injury report, apparently.
Yeah, just the injury countdown. one thing before we get into a little, I guess, one thing I wanted to mention was, and this may be your mind, because I was in Thailand with my friend Richard, who slipped. He was walking across a creek, and he slipped on a mossy stone and fell backwards. Boy. Cracked his head on the rock.
Oh, no.
And we had to take him to the emergency room. He received excellent, excellent care in a Thai hospital in Chiang Mai, the city of Chiang Mai. It was like $12 emergency room visit, and they sewed him up with stitches, and they took great care of him. But anyway, Richard, I spoke to just this last week. He recently returned. He's a Canadian. He recently returned from spending a month in North Korea.
Oh.
At teaching at a university there. And while he was there, he downloaded our podcast. So we have been downloaded in North Korea. This podcast has a download in North Korea now.
Wow.
Yeah.
How about that?
I thought that was cool.
Yeah.
I was a little surprised that we're not censored over there.
Yeah, that's kind of scary. That's crazy.
Should we like send a message to the North Koreans? I mean, if they can download us over there, then maybe we need to, you know, send messages of liberation or something.
Like, what is so like South Korea has Jeju. What does North Korea have?
Jeju, what do you mean? Jeju Island is part of South Korea.
Yeah. That's what I meant.
North Korea.
Is there happiness in North Korea?
Is there happiness? North Korea is a very restrictive, authoritarian society. So
no happiness. Okay.
Not a lot of happiness, probably.
I'm just going to Google, is North Korea happy?
They would claim that they are. But
would they? It came up, is North Korea communist?
But
fascist. Yeah, so. Wow. Is North Korea safe? Is North Korea a country? Okay.
And I found out that they prefer DPRK.
DPRK?
The Democratic Republic of Korea. DPRK, is that right? Democratic.
I don't know. You're the one that said it.
The People's. Oh, yeah. The Democratic People's Republic of Korea.
Wait, are they? Do they go to the Olympics?
I think so. Yeah, yeah.
Do they?
Yeah, I think they have. Yeah, but anyway, so yeah, we've been downloaded in North Korea. I just thought that was cool.
Yeah, that is cool. There's a skiing resort there that seems really nice.
I don't think it is.
Let me look at it.
So, I don't think you can quite believe the photos.
Well, yeah, maybe not.
But anyway, should we?
I feel like it's such a down. Like that's such a down. What's something happy before we get into the topic? What's a happy thing? What's a happy thing?
Happy. I mean, he had fun. He actually sent a
I can't.
He was telling us that he had his students perform some skits.
Oh.
And they had a good time with that. They were
laughing.
Hey,
there's a water park there.
Yeah, again.
That water park looks nice. It looks like a fun water park. Yay! Maybe, we love water parks.
Here's a segue.
Well, that picture is not.
Here's a segue.
That's not a great
in North
picture.
Korea. He had his students perform a skit, and they had a lot of fun like that, playing roles. Playing sort of roles and not getting kind of to act out different characters, and which is because drama is powerful.
Yeah.
Because the theater can bring out the human experience.
Oh boy. Okay. All right.
All right.
Oh boy.
Yeah. So I guess
there's a really nice beach.
Stop looking at pictures of North. You're not going on vacation in North Korea, I promise.
No, I don't think. Well, I've seen on like TikTok where people are not allowed to like film.
Right.
And so but then that just is intriguing. Like what's there? Like why?
Right. Oh yeah. It's very fascinating. It was really interesting to talk with him about his experience.
Yeah. Oh, so he's out of there now?
Oh yeah, he's back in Canada.
That's why you were able to talk to him, huh?
Exactly. Yeah. Although he said that, you know, he had his phone with him the entire time.
Oh.
And he did not encounter, of course, he was sort of self-censoring, so he wasn't attempting to do a whole lot of digging, you know, like he was careful about what he was it seems, you know.
Yeah.
But he said that there wasn't any real censorship or restrictions on his internet, and that's how he was able to download our podcast, but also how he I guess he was able to watch YouTube. And
oh so,
yeah, so which is very surprising actually, but because that's less restrictive than what I've experienced in China, where YouTube would be off limits. So pretty, that's interesting. But
literally it says
YouTube,
that
that's stuff on a screen. Have you watched anything recently that you wanted to discuss?
I just have to say one thing and then we'll change the topic. There's a little blip that says, are Americans allowed to travel to North Korea? And it literally says no.
Yeah, it's not. There's like restrictions on it. So
that's how now I want to go anymore. Yeah. Even more.
Man, it is.
All right.
Our time is
ticking
away.
So things that I've watched on the TV. The biggest thing is after we watched Superman, we started the Smallville series. So that is the TV series of Clark Kent from teenager to the start of him becoming Superman, teenage Superman up until Superman. So that's been something. But after that, I realized that the 14th season of King of the Hill is out.
Yes.
Which is our main topic tonight.
Our brief topic. Our main topic was injuries that we've experienced over the years.
Yes.
So we both
were able to. Hold on. Before we get super invested in this short time.
Yeah.
Why is the voice of Dale Gribble different? Everybody else is the same.
For sure. I think let me see.
I can't. It's freaking me out. I don't like it.
Well, let me see. I'm trying to look here at what So Jonathan Joss, who has been the voice of John Redcorn, he passed away on in June of 2025. So he is the voice, I think, of throughout this season 14. But for John Redcorn, I'm trying to find information about Dale Gribble. But yeah, I'm not sure. Isn't it the original voice in the first couple of episodes, though?
I don't know, but it's bothering me.
Yeah, so it says here, note, so I'm looking at Wikipedia. Episode 3, it says, is the first episode of the series to feature Toby Huss as the voice of Dale. So I think the first two episodes are the original Dale.
Well, it doesn't sound like him.
Well, maybe he was the guy, the voice actor. I don't know how old, who played the voice before, and I don't know how old he was. Perhaps he was quite elderly. I don't know.
Wait, the guy who played Dale Gribble? Oh, he died in 2023.
So, but the question is, like, who does the voice of Dale Gribble in the first two episodes of season 14? I don't know. I didn't notice it, really.
I did. It was the first thing I noticed.
I mean, Dale is in... isn't he in the very first episode? He never comes out of his room, right?
Not, that's Bill.
Oh, that's Bill. You're right. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, so first couple episodes. It's been 15 years since the last season of The King of the Hill. What? So yeah, so they've brought it back. Picks up, I think it's supposed to take place 8 years after that episode, or after the last season.
I believe so.
Something like that. So I will tell you just my first reaction to it is it feels very comfortable. It feels just like an episode. It feels like I had the same warm, kind of comfortable feeling of as watching King of the Hill originally.
Yeah.
Like, it's not the funniest show ever. There's like funny things that happen. It's sometimes like even in the first couple of episodes, like there's kind of touching moments. There's kind of like the humor itself is very specific to the tone of the show, which is, yeah, like I don't even know how to describe it. It's not laugh out loud hilarious. It's not like the Simpsons where you have to have like where there's like layers of cultural understanding necessary to get a lot of the jokes. Like that's not the case with it's very character based, which I think is why it feels comfortable because we know these characters so well. And there's a sweetness to it. I think the creators of the show love all these characters. And they, at their heart, like, these characters are good people, even though, you know, some of them, like Dale, is kind of, you know, conspiracy wacko, right?
Yeah.
But they're not bad, right? They're not, and they have... We've seen, if you've watched the 13 seasons before it, you know a lot of these characters' backgrounds. And Bobby's still super lovable.
Mm-hmm. Very lovable. Has his fun little restaurant.
So the season starts, we are with Peggy and Hank, and they've just returned from, I guess, an eight-year stint.
In Saudi Arabia.
Living abroad in Saudi Arabia.
Which she pronounces Saudi Arabi. It's so crazy.
Yeah. Peggy is still a master of language, learning and cultural understanding. You can see that it's been kind of an eye-opening experience for Peggy in a way, like she feels like the world's very open and broad. And like she, in one of the first things, she's really trying to connect with the taxi driver or the Uber driver or whatever, who is from Saudi Arabia. Mm-hmm. So Peggy, you know, is really trying to be open-minded. And, of course, Hank is still very narrow-minded. But in the Hank Hill kind of, like, lovable way, right? Mm-hmm. He's not hateful. He just doesn't understand why the world is so weird around him. You know? Like, why does everybody else have to be so weird? And then we find out that Bobby is now a chef.
Mm-hmm.
He has started his own Japanese restaurant that has some...
It's like Japanese, German-inspired
barbecue techniques, but placed in the setting of a Japanese restaurant.
And a little bit of Mexican culture, too, because the name of the restaurant is Roberto Chan.
Yeah, yeah. But... anyway, so that's kind of where we find them all. And then as the episode goes on, we do catch up with some of the other, mm-hmm. you know, well-known characters and find out what's kind of been going on in their lives. But everybody is still very much who they were when we left in season 13.
Yes, correct.
And so, yeah. And I think the second episode, which I don't know if you got a chance to watch or not, but, you know, Hank is desperate. He's retired now. He's desperate to find something to fill his time.
Desperate to not be retired.
Yeah. And so he picks up the hobby of beer, home brewing, basically. And he makes a beer that's very standard. Bobby is inspired to make something a little more edgy, and they're going to enter it into a local homebrew contest.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of the setup for the second episode. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I really enjoyed the first two episodes. I probably watch another episode tonight after we finish recording.
Yeah, honestly.
It's like super chill TV watching, right? Like there's nothing. It's very enjoyable. It's like, it's hard to compare it to something, but I don't anticipate like coming away from an episode going like, that was just genius, you know? But at the same time, there's enough warm moments and enough humor and enough concern for, like, I care about these characters. Like, they seem like real people that live in the world, even though they're cartoons. And so
they're relatable. Yeah.
The one person we haven't, and I can't remember how her story goes. Who was the niece that lived with them?
Luann.
Luann. We haven't seen her.
Probably won't, because Brittany Murphy was the person who voiced her.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
And she passed away a while ago.
But I don't remember what happened to her in the series.
I don't either, actually.
But if they want to bring her back, I mean, they'll just bring her back and change the voice actress.
But she had such a, that was like, I don't know. They might.
In general, though, I'm a big fan of it being back. I like that show a lot. And I hope that they do several more seasons.
Honestly. Seasons.
Yeah.
I thought it was really good. I also enjoyed it a lot. I thought the storylines with the new characters, and then obviously the old characters, it still has that funny aspect to it. And really, it's just relatable. Like, they are a relatable group of people, which is why I think it's so enjoyable, just because you can relate to them so insanely well. So I'm interested. I watched the first, I believe, two episodes, and I was hooked. I thought it was really funny and just King of the Hill. If you've ever seen it, then you kind of know it doesn't change from what it was.
It's
not.
It's the same show. It feels very much like a pickup from where they left off.
Yeah, for real.
Yep.
But so that was supposed to be our main topic, but we kind of just
brushed it off to the end.
Yeah. Leave a little bit, but it's fine. Anyways, thanks for listening, everyone. I plan on seeing the Fantastic Four movie. Which, is it supposed to be in the past or the future?
I have no idea. Past.
But it's so futuristic feely.
I think because it's like in an alternate past that feels kind of futuristic, but yeah.
Anyways, so yeah, I plan on seeing that. But other than that, hope you all have a fantastic weekend. Make sure to like, comment, share, rate, review, subscribe, all of the things. Follow us on Facebook.
Facebook.com/trying to like it.
I was going to say something else, but I literally don't remember what it was. So thanks for listening. Stay safe out there. Have a nice day, because I already said thanks for listening, so whatever.
I do that.
I'm trying to like it. Bye-bye.
I'm trying to write it.